Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Manic Monday, October the 24th, 2022. 17 minutes past the hour, 51 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. You know, I was told by somebody that, hey, I never knew what haze meant. But apparently haze means that it's just not clear conditions. Kind of allergies will kick in. You know, and I'm wondering if that's what's going on with my throat this morning, because it is feeling better now. The longer I've been up and the more I've been using it. Here's my thing with allergies over the years. I really don't know if I have allergies or not. Because when I was a kid, I was tested for allergies, and they said, yes, you have them, and I actually used to get allergy shots. Like every week, I would have to go into the pediatrician office and get a shot in the arm for allergies. And then for some reason, all of a sudden, they just stopped giving me the allergy shots. And I never really had any trouble with it. And then in recent years, I have noticed on certain days, I will wake up in the morning and sometimes have watery eyes, or my throat will feel scratchy or like it's a little clogged or something like that. And I don't know if that's allergies or not, because it clears up usually in 2 or 3 hours. So I don't know if I have allergies or not. Does any secondhand doctors out there or anybody have allergies have any idea about that? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. You know, today is a busy day. There's a lot of stuff going on. Excuse me. I see that might have been the allergies right there. And I don't have a cough button. But a lot of stuff going on in the next few days here that I'm going to have to get done. It's just a list of stuff, you know, just a list of stuff you have to get done. 740-751-4038. Yeah, that's right. All right, it's one of those mornings. Okay, now, you know, it is interesting. During the break there, I learned what Abby is doing tomorrow, and that's a very cool thing that that will be going on. So, you know, congratulations to her. See, I can be nice. It's not always bad things that I have to say about certain people. And she'll be in the fruitcake toss. Now, I just wonder how competitive she will be in that fruitcake toss. That's the big question. How competitive is she going to be? Does anybody have any thought on that one? Do you think she can win the fruitcake toss? Now, she hasn't said anything about it except that she will be in it. I haven't seen her brimming with confidence as she was with me and in all the competitions that we were supposed to have. And we will have the one eventually, maybe this Friday. You know, if what goes on tomorrow goes on okay, it would actually make sense to have her on Friday to hear the story about it. We won't talk about it beforehand. But after, I think it'd be okay to talk about it. So hopefully she will be able to come in on Friday, because it sounds like she's actually got something to talk about this time. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss December 15th at 7:10 p.m. We added over the weekend Mayor Kellogg, Ted Jolliffe, James Anderson's definitely in, The Naturalist. Has anybody else acquiesced to the competition? The mayor, maybe. I know somebody called him, I think. The sheriff, Jason Schauber, I know, was talked about. Has anybody called down to Columbus? Jim Ganahl. Did Lee do that last year? I don't remember if Lee did that or not. Let me... You know, do we have Lee's phone number here? Maybe we'll give him a call. Maybe Abby will be able to call in before the hour's up and let us know about the fruitcake toss. What she thinks she can pull off in that particular event. All right. Let's see here. Okay.
I think this is Lee.
Maybe we'll get a hold of him this morning. We can only hope. This never goes well, though. Well, we can update him on the fruitcake toss. You know, I need a cough button because I believe this is allergies.
Hello.
This
no one is available.
All right, here we go.
Take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Lee, it's Scott. We were just checking in this morning. It's about 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you get this before 10 o'clock, give us a call back, 740-751-4038. If not, call us tomorrow morning, Tuesday, between 8:15 and 9. We were just going to talk about the fruitcake toss. The fruitcake toss is December 15th at 7 p.m. I know last year you tried to get Jim Ganahl and Colleen Marshall in, and I thought since we have a little more leeway this time, if you want to give either one of them a call and see if they want to participate December 15th at 7:10, maybe you could do that and report back to us if they can. 740-751-4038. Darn this cough drop in my mouth. Do cough drops help with allergies? Does anybody know that? Now maybe that's what I should be asking. Do cough drops help with allergies? 740-751-4038. Oh, there's something else I wanted to do here this morning as well. Boy, I got a list of long things to do here this morning. We started a family feud last week, and I did not have it with me on Friday. Was I at the... Maybe it was because I was at the studio. Yeah, I think it was because I was at the studio. I didn't take it to the studio with me. But the question was, what annoying things do dogs do? Now, we had four answers. We had use the restroom on the floor, chew on furniture, bark all the time, and jump on people. But there is an answer that we never got. Does anybody know the answer that we never got? I wanted to finish off this Family Feud category. Boy, this cough drop's getting in my way. 740-751-4038. What annoying things do dogs do? Don't ever try to do a radio program with something in your mouth. This cough drop is murder. What annoying things do dogs do? We've got to go to the restroom on the floor, chew on furniture, bark all the time, jump on people. But there is one answer left. Who knows the answer? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Bite.
Not bite, but that's a good guess. What do you make of the fruitcake? We got Mayor Kellogg in now, and we've got James Anderson as a definite, and Ted Jollifson.
Okay, yeah. And there was a couple of bus riders that wanted to come. So I drive an SUV. It'll just know that I'll be bringing probably at least three people with me. You already know about Judy Class up. And there'll probably be at least two other people that'll be coming with me. So it'll probably be me plus three.
Now, are they going to toss, or are they just coming to watch?
Oh, yeah. The one guy that's coming with me, his name is Mr. Neal. He said that he used to be an arm wrestler back in his time. And he said, I could beat construction workers and everybody. He said he was real good at it.
Now, is this an older gentleman?
Yeah.
Good, good. I like that. Well, Mayor Kellogg's in. He was happy to do it. Now, did you hear about Mary Ellen?
Yeah, that's misfortunate.
Yeah, but she's in good spirits. She's happy, and hopefully people send her cards. I think she'd like that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that right her day, you and Andy visiting her Saturday, so that was nice.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. You know, I'm not sure she's up to a whole lot of visitors. That's why I was worried about giving her address, but we had a nice visit, and she was, you know, I think she was very happy to have a visitor, and I'm going to go back and visit her this week. So, you know, we'll keep her abreast of everything.
Yeah, that's definitely what you want to watch for where the elderly is concerned.
Well, also, you know, it was unfortunate because she didn't have she has a computer. That's how she listens to the station. She doesn't have it there. So I said I was going to take her a tablet over because they have Wi-Fi there. She just didn't have anything to listen on.
Yeah. well, that's very good.
Yeah, so we'll get her back in the fold. At least she can listen to us.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, more people are now in this fruitcake toss, a bus of people. Mr. Neal, the arm wrestling champion who used to beat the construction workers. You know what? Maybe we should have Abby arm wrestle Mr. Neal. Now there, that would be the real competition of the, what do we call that? Well, that would, we'd find out if she was strong then, if she could beat old Mr. Neal. I'm interested to meet this guy. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I say, it doesn't have to be people of note in this fruitcake toss. It can be anybody. It can be your mother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your kids. Hey, Abby's got like 75 kids. She could bring her kids. They could toss fruitcakes. There is no bounds. You know, I wish maybe Michelle will be feeling up to tossing a fruitcake by December 15th. It'd be fun to see her. We haven't seen her in a while. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, somebody called me off the air and said something about maybe putting in Ray Grogan, the prosecutor, but I don't know if anybody ever did contact him. So there's another option for you. If you want to try to put in Ray, he likes to do public service events. So, if you want to call the prosecutor's office and tell him the date, if he's available, I'm sure he's a guy who would like to do it. Nice young guy. Yeah, I think he would probably enjoy the fruitcake toss. I think he would appreciate that. December 15th at 7:10 p.m. So if you want to talk to him, there's another idea. 740-751-4038. Well, the Family Feud question is, what annoying things do dogs do? What annoying things do dogs do? We've got go to the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people, and the one answer we don't have. What's the one answer we don't have? It's not bite people. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 29 minutes past the hour, maybe, is what we should say. A better way of putting that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, chase cars or people down the sidewalk.
It's a good guess, not on the list. Hey, what do you make of this fruitcake toss? It's shaping up pretty good.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of attention out there.
Marion's premier, and we're not even in November yet.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. We may be up to 50 by the time the day comes around. I might even be one of them. You never know.
Well, you never know. And you know what's interesting? I was talking to Sean last night, and I said, we might have to move, and Angie, I thought we might have to move this to a gym or something.
Yeah, it's getting pretty big. It's
a
popular.
Big event. Well, hey, good to hear from you, Ryan.
And I like the idea of the Mr. Neal and Abby arm wrestling. That ought to be interesting.
Well, wouldn't that be good? Because here's what we're not doing anything where we have to count. We're not doing anything we have to time. So let's just have those two hook it up, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye. Yeah, I think Abby'd be up for that. She thinks she can whoop the world, so why not? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Although, I really am hopeful that she will come in Friday now because of what's going on tomorrow. I don't want to say anything about it yet, but that's great, and I'm proud of her for that. So, good for her. And maybe we'll be able to hear the story on Friday. 740-751-4038 here on The Family Feud. What annoying things do dogs do? We've got use the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people, and one answer left. What is the one answer that we do not have? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've had this going now for probably 2 or 3 days. This final answer is the apparently most difficult answer. Now remember, we've got go to the restroom on the floor, chew on the furniture, bark all the time, jump on people, and one answer left. What annoying things do dogs do? Oh, and I also said, you know, you can enter the Marion Star people if you want. We don't have, with this fruitcake toss, a wall of, oh, you know, you can't go to another organization. If you want to enter those people, that's fine. I think it's Andrew and Sophia down there. And maybe they want to partake. Toss a fruitcake. Why not? Everybody else will be tossing fruitcakes that night. What annoying things do dogs do? Use the restroom on the floor. Chew on the furniture. Bark all the time. Jump on people. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is that final answer? Are we going to get it? You know, Abby listens to the show, and she's always messaging me when I'm saying something bad about her. It's interesting because I'm not getting any messages right now. So either she's walked out of the room or she's frightened by Mr. Neal's challenge. It's one or the other at this point. I guess we'll figure it out as time goes on. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, they like to lick you.
They do. It. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Go ahead, caller. Oh, I think we lost that one. If that was you, give us a buzz back, 740-751-4038. We did have a caller trying to get in there. If the line just keeps ringing, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So try back in, 740-751-4038. All right, here comes the next call. Okay, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say dig up your garden.
That is it. I'm so glad we finally got that answer. Dig up the garden. Absolutely. Number three.
Well, I said flowers last week, and you said it was close, so I figured that was probably it. Scott, I'm just going to call the ones I called last year, and I had Grogan down, so I won't call him if somebody's calling him, but I'm waiting to hear back.
Well,
so
I don't.
I know a lot of them don't want people to keep calling, so I've called the sheriff and the police and stuff, so I'm not going to.
Well, I don't
recall the ones I had.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody has called Grogan yet. I don't think they have.
Yeah. Well, I know they probably don't want a bunch of people, so if somebody's going to call them, they maybe should say that they've called them, because these ones haven't got back with me. They have. I just left them. They took a message. So
you've checked in with the sheriff and the police chief and the...
Yeah, Kellogg, a shopper. He last year, he gave me... Ratliff number, but I can't find them right now. He gave me everybody on the city council, but Kyle Meade didn't get back with me. He's the only one. And I called the school superintendent, but this one I'm not going to call because he's probably, I don't know, too busy.
He's under a pilot.
So I just had the list of the ones and stuff, because I know when you call the police, you have to go through that dispatcher and all that stuff, and I don't know if they want to be bothered with that. So,
what? Tell
if
you,
somebody's going to call Grogan, tell me, because I'm not going to call. He's one I haven't got to yet.
Yeah, no, nobody's called Grogan yet, so if you want to take the lead on that one, people are listening, they would know now somebody is going to call Grogan. And I think he would answer.
Okay, I'll see if I could call him, because those are the ones I mostly called, and then Mary Allen told me she broke her leg, so.
Yeah, she's doing good.
Those are the only two I've talked to. The other ones I had to leave messages.
Well, that sounds good. Sounds like we're making good headway, though, but Mayor Kellogg's in, and... did you get a hold of Schauber?
No, he hasn't called me back, but he gave me everybody's on city council last year. I don't know if they're even the same people, and he, what was I going to say? He hasn't called me back yet, because I called him late Friday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Well, we might hear from him today, then.
Okay, then.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, Judy did get the right... Okay, so Ray Grogan is going to be called by Judy, so... We'll see if he... I think he'll answer faster than... You know, the police chief and the fire chief are kind of busy. They'll probably get to the message when they can, but I would imagine Grogan would answer fairly quickly. All right. What annoying things do dogs do? It was go to the restroom on the floor, chew on furniture, dig up the garden, bark all the time, and jump on people. Those were the answers. All right. Do we want to do one more category? Maybe we'll do one more here this morning since my... I don't know if it's my allergies or whatever it is. are stuck in my my throat. There's nothing wrong with my nose. My nose is okay. It's the throat. Okay. Oh, this should be easy as pie. Here we go. Name a character. Well, if I can speak, it'll be easy as pie. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. There you go. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. We've got five of them. 740-751-4038. You know, this is a page turner. You know, it's over two pages. So I've got to flip between both pages to get the answers here. But we should be able to get these in a matter of minutes. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A character you would see at Disneyland. Who's up on their Disney characters? 37 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's a character you would see at Disneyland? Oh, I know we got that internet delay. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, number one on the list. You got it. Thank you. Mickey Mouse was number one on the list. Of course, Walt Disney made America fall in love with a mouse. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. We've got Mickey Mouse. Still four others to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the other four answers? Name a character you would see at Disneyland. Now, does anybody else know the Disney characters? A character you would see at Disneyland. Well, clearly Mickey Mouse, I think, would be the most obvious. So what about the other four? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. You know, I think these are pretty basic as I look at them. There might be one or two that would be a little difficult, but nothing major here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Mouse. No Minnie Mouse on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
See, there are a lot of Disney characters, and Minnie Mouse does not make this particular list. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. A character you would see at Disneyland. Does anybody know those Disney characters? 740-751-4038. A character you would see at Disneyland. We've got Mickey Mouse so far. Number one answer was Mickey Mouse. Who are the other four? Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Goofy?
Goofy, number two on the list. You got it. Goofy falls in at number two on the list. So now we've got Mickey Mouse and we've got Goofy. Who are the other three? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. We've got Mickey Mouse. We've got Goofy. And who are the other three? Three more to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who are those other three characters that you would see at good old Disneyland? Walt Disney's creation. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Are you giving a prize away today?
Not yet, no.
I might win. Let's try Cinderella.
Let's see here. Cinderella is number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Cinderella is number 5. No, we haven't got back into the prizes yet. We'll have to do that soon. Because we do have some prizes to give away here. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. We've got Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Cinderella, two left to go. Who's got the two? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A character you would see at Disneyland. Who are the remaining two? Cinderella's been picked off. Mickey Mouse has been picked off. Goofy has been picked off. But there are two answers left. What's a character you would see at Disneyland? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A character you would see at Disneyland. Not Mickey Mouse. Not Goofy. Not Cinderella. But two left to go. Who are two other very popular Disney characters that you would see at Disneyland, walking around, having a good time at Disneyland? 740-751-4038. Name a character you would see at Disneyland. Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and Cinderella have been taken, but there are still two to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the last two? Let's see here. Yeah, the last two are pretty popular. If you were a fan of Disney, I think these last two characters would be right up your alley. I would imagine. 740-751-4038. A character you would see at Disneyland. Well, Mickey Mouse was number one. Goofy was number two. And Cinderella was number 5. So we've got 3 and we've got 4 still to go here on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck. Absolutely. The nemesis. Number 3 on the list. You got it. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thanks.
Donald Duck shows up at number 3 on the list. So now we're down to one answer. Who's going to get the final answer? Name a character you would see at Disneyland. We've got Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck, Cinderella, and one other answer. Who's got the final answer here? Go ahead, caller.
Would Pluto be there?
Pluto, you got it. It is Pluto. Thanks. Pluto was there. Those are the 5 characters you would name at you would see at Disneyland. Mickey Mouse, Goofy, Donald Duck, Pluto, and Cinderella. So there we have it. All right, maybe we'll do one more category. We got 15 minutes left here this morning. We're getting a phone call. Let's take the phone call before we do that. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Minnie Mouse.
Not Minnie Mouse, but a good guess. Minnie Mouse not on the list. The caller was a little late there, but hey, we're glad they're out there playing. Okay, next category. Well, here's a chance for you to get in. What are jobs that usually put the person in danger? In a dangerous situation. So basically, dangerous jobs is what we're looking for here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Dangerous jobs is what we want to know. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say a policeman.
A police officer, number 2 on the list. You got it. Police officer shows up at number two on the list. So still four to go here. What are danger? Give me some dangerous jobs. The question's worded kind of odd. What are jobs that usually put a person in danger? Well, let's just say dangerous jobs at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Donald Duck.
Not Donald Duck. Good guess, though. I think the internet's lagging with that person, but that's okay. They'll eventually catch up to the question we're on here. What are jobs that usually put the person in dangerous situations? We've got police officer. That's number two. Still four answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fireman?
Fireman's number one on the list. You got it. Fireman clocks in at number one on the list. So we've got fireman, police officer, three answers left to go. Basically, a dangerous job is what we're looking for. A dangerous job. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got firefighters, and we've got police officers. Three answers left to go. Does anybody got them? 740-751-4038. What is a job that puts a person in a dangerous situation? Well, there are three. I think we got the easy ones here. We got firefighter and we got police officer. But there are three other jobs that put people in dangerous situations. What are those three other jobs? Who's got the answer? 740-751-4038. Are we going to get them in the next 11 minutes? 49 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. What are jobs that usually put a person in a dangerous situation? Firefighters, police officers, three left to go. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Firefighter.
Firefighter number one on the list. You got it.
Yes.
Well, that person is heavily excited. We're so glad we could help them with their excitement this morning. 49 minutes past the hour here. What are the jobs that usually put people in dangerous situations? We've got firefighter and police officer. Still three left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about the explosive? I don't know if it'd be... whatever, that goes in and does those explosives.
Oh, yeah, like the pyrotechnics?
I can't say it. Yeah, you know, have to go in and, like dynamite or whatever they're around, go in and handle those. I don't know what they'd be called. Dynamite or explosive expert or something.
Yeah, D-bomber, yeah.
I can't say it, you know what I mean.
I'm with you. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not on the list. Those defusers. They're usually used in crisis situations. What are jobs that usually put a person in a dangerous situation? We've got firefighter and police officer. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is a job that puts a person in a dangerous situation? The two obvious are down. Firefighter and police officer. Still three left to go here in 9 minutes in the program. 740-751-4038. We had kind of a pyrotechnic debomber guess. Not on the list this morning. But there are still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. What are the jobs that usually put a person in danger? Who's got the final three? 740-751-4038. Had a lot of good guesses here this morning, with only 9 minutes left to go. You know, the other three, I think, are pretty well dangerous jobs. The one, though, I tell you, the one is kind of an odd answer to be, I don't know, a little different. But the other two, I think, would definitely fall under dangerous jobs. Who's got the answer? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Does anybody got the... Well, here, maybe somebody has the answer. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say the military.
No military on the list, but that's a good guess. The military does not show up on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. So right now, we're just stuck with firefighter and police officer. So we are waiting for the final three. 740-751-4038. What's a job that puts a person in a dangerous situation? Go ahead, caller.
What about a correctional officer in a prison?
You know, that would be dangerous. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
Not a correctional officer. If I can get it out of my mouth. Not a correctional officer in a prison, but certainly not a bad guess. To be sure. What are the jobs that usually put a person in a dangerous situation? 53 minutes left to go here, WGH talk time. The only two we've picked off in this category are firefighter and police officer. Still three answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. Who's got the answer? 6 minutes left to go in the program. Three answers in 6 minutes. That means we're going to have to get an answer every 2 minutes here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answers here? Well, you know, I they're dangerous jobs. I have to say they're dangerous jobs, so they would fall in that category. Firefighter and police officers, all we got so far. 54 minutes past the hour. A dangerous job is basically what we're looking for. Firefighter and police officer we got. And, still three to go. Who's going to slide in with those three? Maybe this person's going to slide in with one of those three. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a coal miner, somebody down in the mines.
Not a coal miner, but that's not too far off from one of the answers, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not a coal miner, but that's not too far off from one of the guesses. Kind of. In my mind, it's not too far off. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got firefighter and police officer. What are the jobs that usually put the person in dangerous situations? Well, I don't know if we're going to get there. We're down to 5 minutes now. Go ahead, caller.
How about window washer?
Not a window washer or a washer, but it's a good guess.
Suck.
I know. No window washers or washers. What are the jobs that usually put the person in dangerous situations? We've got firefighters, police officers, and that's it. Three left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 53 degrees and hazy skies today. And three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Boy, I'll tell you, I didn't think this category would put us out of business here today. Go ahead, caller.
Have they added teacher?
Not teacher. No teacher on the list.
Okay.
Teacher did not make the list here, although that could happen from time to time. I guess depending on where you are and who you are. 57 minutes past the hour, 3 answers left to go. Now we'd have to get an answer every minute. I don't know. Doesn't look like we're going to finish this one off today. 740-751-4038. Name a dangerous job. We've got firefighter and police officer. But there are 3 left to go. Who's going to throw those Hail Mary passes and get those 3 remaining jobs? Firefighter and police officer we got. But there are 3 left. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try construction worker.
Construction worker is number 4. That is on the list.
Yeah. He's a teacher. I was just teasing.
No, that's good. I can understand, though. I know where you were coming from.
I know. In those big cities, I'd be afraid.
Hey, okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Construction worker absolutely was on the list today. Construction worker number 4 on the list. So 3 left to go. Does anybody know the answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are jobs that usually put people in dangerous situations? Dangerous jobs is what we're looking for. We've got firefighters, police officers, construction workers. 2 minutes and 2 answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the final 2 answers? 1 minute warning here. 60-second warning. 740-751-4038. Firefighter, police officer, construction worker, 2 answers left to go. Basically, a dangerous job is what we're looking for. Does anybody know? Well, again, don't forget the fruitcake toss, December 15th, 7:10 p.m. We've got a lot of people in this, but we'd love to hear back from more. I think calls have been put out to Sheriff Bales, Police Chief McDonald, Ray Grogan, some city council members. So we'll see how that all shakes out as time goes on. Well, never tune away from your favorite station here. Well, let's take the call here very quickly. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Security guard?
Not a security guard, but a good guess.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.